Thank you, Coley Tangela, for that commentary. Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. It's that time of the month again. Chauncey Whitehead is in the house, which means another walk through Druid Hill Park. Our health and wellness, says he coughing. But Chauncey, fitness trainer and activist, president of CDW Health and Wellness. Good to see you, brother.
Oh, good morning, Mark. Good to be here. Good to be here. Good
and
be here.
Rhonda Silva's with us.
Thank you very much.
Always good to have you here. Administrator for the Baltimore City Cancer Program at the Marlena Stewart Greenbaum Cancer Center at the University of Maryland.
That is correct. Thank you.
And manages the program that provides free breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer screenings for uninsured men and women between the ages of 40 and 64 who live in the city.
Mm, thank you, Rhonda.
That is correct. Thank you.
So this weekend.
This weekend, Mark, we will be celebrating our third annual Church Hat Preview Walk. You know,
Church
every month,
Mar
Ernestine and the Community Walkers, along with our permanent partners, Rhonda, in the Baltimore City Cancer Program, we celebrate May right. So we're going to have our Church Hat Preview. This will be our third year. A lot of the women and the men, we ask the women to, you know, wear a church hat and the men to wear a brim. And they really enjoy that. We're going to be celebrating that. And then we also have a special birthday, Rhonda. I think you know a little bit something about that, that we're going to be celebrating Saturday, too.
Must be Miss Ernestine's birthday.
No. Rhonda, tell the listeners whose birthday we're going to be celebrating as we walk out there.
We're going to be celebrating Mark's birthday.
Mark Steiner. He always supports us.
He always supports us, and it's so good to know he's such a wonderful guy, and we want to be able to definitely do kudos to you, Mark.
And yes, and Mar Ernestine she's so excited about the Church Hat Preview and being out there with Mark, and I told Mark we're going to sing both verses of Happy Birthday, the traditional and the Stevie verse. We're going to sing it to him.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to sing it to him.
Because you deserve it, Mark.
Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. And the community walkers, we've had many walkers come out over the almost three years, that have listened to the Mark Steiner show and have come up to me and said, didn't know about the walk, but I listened to the show, and that's why we're out here. So we appreciate the opportunity once a month to come on here to talk about the walk and try to get the community healthy, and we're going to give right back and celebrate your birthday.
Absolutely.
All right. Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, 7:30 a.m., Druid Hill Park, tennis court area. I got the weather report, as I always do. It's going to be partly cloudy, about 65, 67 degrees, and we're just going to have a great time out there walking, talking, looking at our church hat preview, and celebrating the life and birth of Mark Steiner.
That's right.
I mean, you know, we talk about health and walking and taking care of yourself, and as I joined the septuagenarian club.
Oh yes, you did.
Coming up.
Yes, you did. Say that fast.
Say that fast.
Septuagenarian. But your body and time does change. Time does change your body
exactly,
and what you can do and your flexibility and all the rest. But it doesn't have to be as severe as we make it in this country.
Absolutely not, Mark. You know, one of the things that gave me joy over the weekend up in the Penn Relays, they had I got to watch it on YouTube. So they had the Masters Division sprint. So you had 80 and above. You had, I guess the field was maybe 7 to 8 individuals sprinting, 80 years old and above. And you had Miss Ida, that was 100 years old, set the world record in the 100-meter dash.
For a 100-year-old.
And what's amazing about that is, as you were talking about, we're all getting older, we're all aging. But it's a different type of aging now. And one of the reasons we do the walk is we just want you to move. Now, when you look at that video, nobody was running like Carl Lewis or Jesse Owens. They were just moving. They had different gates. Some had a side gate. Some had the wobble. But the point is, they were moving. And, you know, as we get older, it's important to just get out and move. Try to keep the bones moving. Try to keep the muscles moving. And one of the easiest exercises you can do is walking.
And we're also seeing an uptake in seniors who are really out there in the gym.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
They're in the gym and they're walking and they're wanting to be active. And so Any 60 days is old age no more.
No, it's
no.
not. No, it's
We're
not.
Young.
No, it's not. Mark could be, you know, Mark could be 70. 70 is the new 30.
That's right.
Yeah, right. I don't know about that, but
30 is the new 5,
but,
you know?
I think that... but I think that there's something to the idea of just keep moving. Yeah. I saw interviews with people who had reached over 100. Remember the woman who went to the Obama White House?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
106
yes.
years old.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That was her?
She was amazing.
Amazing.
Really
yeah.
intact. She was still moving and jumping
that's,
around.
That's what she said. Just keep
and,
moving.
And she, that's what she said. Just keep moving.
Keep moving.
Just keep moving.
Almost every person over 100 or over I've heard speak just says that.
And that's a
don't
fact.
Become sedentary. Don't become a couch potato. Just keep it rolling. I mean, just
and that's the truth.
And that's why, Mark, we're so happy that you allow us to come on your radio show once a month to speak to the audience and speak to the folks who are living here in Maryland to let them know it's all about being healthy because we want to live long. And yeah, we thank you for
we
that.
Want to live long. And just, that's what Miss Ida believes in, too. Just moving. Miss Ernestine. Martin believes in just moving. I believe in moving. As you know, Miss Ernestine runs marathons. I run marathons. We all power lift. But that's not the key. Just keep moving. And we are so proud, blessed, and amazed that we have been conducting this community health walk in Baltimore.
Almost 3 years now.
Almost 35th walk coming up. June the 18th, we'll be celebrating our third year anniversary, a big old bang out at the park. And it's just amazing that we have worked with the community to get them to understand once a month, you can count on us to be out there moving in the rain, sleet, snow, sun, shine. Last month in all that rain, hey, Rhonda, weren't we out there
yes.
walking?
Weren't we out
we
there?
We were out there walking.
We sure were.
You know, we were out there walking and we had a good crowd, probably about 40 individuals out there walking
yes.
in the rain.
Yes.
We just yes. want to get people to understand that, you know, you need to move. Now, we don't ask anyone that if it's raining and it's thunderstorming that, you know, you have to come out and walk or go out and walk. You want to, you know, use a little judgment, put a coat on. And if you have a cold, yeah. don't go out and walk.
Yes,
but
right.
if you can, just keep it moving, baby. Keep it moving. You know, that's
what it's all about.
That's exactly what it's all about. And, you know, one of the other things that we are celebrating this month of May, which makes it such a busy and a great month, is Ma Ernestine is celebrating her book launch. Last week, she was at her first book signing, and these next few weeks and next few months, she's going to be extremely busy with, you know, her book, which is, I don't know, it's just an amazing, amazing book. She's an amazing human being, and for her to move her schedule around to make sure once a month during the busy book tour that she's here to walk with the community
Absolutely.
Is just amazing. Just mm-hmm.
And yeah, we forget about Miss. I mean, she turns 80 next June.
She turns 80 on June the 16th.
Still,
yes.
still
in one more month.
Yep, June the 16th.
And she's still teaching her classes.
Still
I mean,
teaches
classes.
Her classes Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. She will. Let me correct that. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, she personally trains a group from 7:30 to 9 a.m. Then she teaches a 60-minute exercise class. After that. So she's moving Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for about 3 hours continuously, and she does not, you know, it's just amazing. When I watch her and I'm in there when she's training the individuals older and younger, it's just an amazing thing seeing what she does.
And I encourage folks to continue to get their annual cancer screens, their breast, cervical, colorectal, prostate. Do it, because early detection saves lives, and it also promotes healthy living. Longevity, because you are now taking care of yourself, not only in exercises, but you're going to your physician and getting your annual screens and getting your blood work done to make sure everything is still working well.
You know, and that's why, Mark, we are so happy that we partnered with Rhonda and her people over there at the Baltimore City Cancer Program, because not only we want to go out there and walk, you know my tagline, a community that walks together, talks together.
Absolutely.
People are a little bit more comfortable when they're out there walking. And they may want to go get a screening, and they, you know, they see everyone in their sweat clothes, and they're out walking. They're like, you know, hey, come on by, we can help you. And now, golly, Rhonda, how long have we been together now? About 2 years, a little bit over
yeah.
2 years.
A little over 2 years, yeah.
And it's just an amazing partnership.
So, how did you two meet? How did you and Rhonda meet? How'd that happen?
We We met through La Vesta, my community outreach / public event. Chauncey came out to a Manic Monday with us.
What's a
Years
Manic?
Ago.
What is that?
Do you remember that? One of the
television stations, Manic Monday, that might have been 7 or 8 years ago.
Yes, and we did a skit on knocking out breast cancer.
Yep, with boxing gloves, and we won. And we won Manic Monday.
And we won. Yes,
and then I did some other events. La Vesta had me come out for a couple other events. And we were talking, and she said she would like to partner with what Miss Ernestine and I, our attempt to do with the community. And I said, hey, this is a no-brainer. This is an easy partnership, and that's how Rhonda La Vesta, Ma Ernestine, and I, we all come together to try to help and serve the community once a month. It's just a great thing.
That's where you all met.
That's how we met.
But I think it's important to raise – I raise that not just because for social reasons, but because – part of what we talk about in these walks is why people like Rhonda are involved, is getting health professionals on the walk, people just having informal conversations about their health, because it's about walking, it's about understanding what's going on in your body and keeping yourself healthy and being able to address the things that are happening so you can stay healthy.
That's right. We've had several health professionals out there on the walk. And one of our other partners is the University of Maryland, Dr. Mullins, of the University of Maryland Patients Program. And, of course, we've had our nutritionists out there. We've had several healthcare professionals out there. They dress down to nobody's wearing a lab coat. Nobody's walking around with a clipboard and a pen. We're just walking around with our ears and our mouth talking to the community. And we found that has been, very successful and helpful as it relates to the community. Rhonda can attest to that. And it's just an amazing thing when you get people out and they start walking and they want to talk about some of their health concerns. And they feel a little bit more comfortable when you're putting one foot in front of the other and you don't have that lab coat on. You don't have that clipboard out. And that is why we are so grateful to the Baltimore City Cancer Program and some of our other health care professionals that have come out to walk and talk with the community on a regular basis.
Because we want to make it a holistic approach on every aspect of your body, from Chauncey to Miss Ernestine to my program to the other programs, other permanent partners who come out there. And we just want to give out that information.
And that's true. You know, I had a young lady contact me, I guess about 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
She's an elite athlete, but she has an injury that has prevented her from working out for the last 6 months. And she said, you know what would help her get back to working out is coming to one of our walks. She said, I can't walk fast. I can't do a lot of the things I used to do, Chauncey. I said, well, then you're the ideal person for a walk. Because even if you can't do those things, we encourage people to come to our walk, grab a hug, and get a little talk and get a little conversation. So she'll be out there Saturday.
Really?
And she can sing. She has a great voice. So she'll be singing Happy Birthday along with us to you, Mark. And she listens to the show occasionally. But she had contacted me directly because she was concerned that if she couldn't walk, was there going to be any issues? And I said, you don't have to walk. This is our community walk. Nobody runs. Nobody gets left. And that's what it's all about. And like Rhonda said, we are out there for the community. Our healthcare professionals are out there for the community. And this is a monthly gathering of family and friends. That's what it's about.
What it's about.
And I think it's amazing how this thing has just grown and kept alive all this time. And also, Chauncey, you know, you have been – you're not just a trainer. I mean, you are devoted to physical fitness and keeping people healthy in the community. I mean, when Sandtown erupted, you were there with the young people in Sandtown, right?
I was working a little bit before the unrest. I was working with young kids in Sandtown and one of the schools over there, preparing them to move right at Druid Hill Park. I would meet with them twice a week, and we would go around the reservoir. I was teaching them how to walk properly, how to run properly, how to stretch, and how to relax, and also how to release some of that energy. You know, I told them if they're having some issues in school, they're having some issues with adults, to channel it via some movement, via some exercise. And that was just great. So after the unrest, our sessions were even more engaging and intense. They kind of got what I was talking about, and I enjoyed being around them. They enjoyed being around me, and it's I love young people, Mark. That's one of my passions, is being out there with young people, helping young people realize that fitness, has a lot of rewards. It has a lot of rewards, and it's a great stress reliever, whether you're old or younger. Sometimes we forget, Rhonda, as you know, kids have stress too, Mark.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Kids have stress too.
Yes.
And I was telling a lot of the young kids that I was working with in the Sandtown area how to relieve and how to channel that stress in positive ways.
No, I want to get that out there just because I think that people realize that the kind of work that you do and the power you have in this community when working with people, old senior citizens, young people, going in different places and walking the walk.
Oh, walking the walk. And, you know.
Definitely walking the walk.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. But sometimes people ask me as a trainer, what is, my number one accomplishment? I've said it many times is working with young people and in particular the Praise Academy boys, Darnell Shields, young men, training those young men to each run a leg of the marathon and watching the discipline when we trained to run 6 to 7 miles, it just brought me joy. I didn't force them. They weren't forced to come to training. They weren't forced to come to practice. They came because they wanted to. And out of all the feats I've ever done, that is the one that brings me joy. When I look back at those pictures and see those young boys that came 4 to 5 months to train with me, to run, to eat right, and to prepare themselves, it's just amazing.
You worked with this group of young boys, and you drew their trust. They felt as though what you were delivering to them was awesome, that kept them coming back. And you... being involved with the youth today is our future for tomorrow.
Right.
And if we don't involve them at this level with everything that we do, we're going to lose them. And they're the ones who are going to help us spring forward to some of the things and activities like what you just did with these young guys.
Oh, yeah. And it comes back. But it makes you feel old sometimes. I was over at the University of Maryland in the gym the other day, and this young gentleman came up to me. He's nice and big and strong. And he said, "Hey, you don't remember me?" I said, "Yeah, I remember you." He was one of the young men I trained 7 years ago in the Praise Academy. Now he's in college.
And
he said, "You know, man, I never forget about that those 6 or 7 miles you ran with me." And it just made me feel so good, Mark, that, it didn't make me feel good when he said, "Sir," because then I felt old. But, you know, it's just a great feeling working with young people, boys and girls, because that's one of the things I've been blessed with. I can work with girls. And I tell people one of the ways I break the ice with girls is I can jump rope. So I come in and I usually ask them, "How many of you girls can think you can jump rope better than I can?" And they all raise their hands.
Of course.
So then when I start jumping rope, I capture their attention. Then with the young boys, I always tell them, "How many young boys think you can out push up me?" Then I capture their attention. So, you know, a lot of the fitness gifts that I have, I use it as a segue into a conversation with individuals, and especially young people, because then I capture their attention, and that's what I love doing.
And so I think one of the things about the walk and what you were just saying is this really has been and really needs to be a multi-generational event.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. As I was looking at some of the pictures that I'm going to be posting on social media of our 36 walks coming up, we've had kids, we've had babies, we've had older people, we've had young people, all different races, all different parts of the city. We've had Prince George County, we've had Alexandria, Virginia, D.C. We have had individuals fly in from Houston, Texas, Chicago, Indianapolis, and Lansing, Michigan to come walk with us. Contact me via social media and book their ticket and have come down to fellowship with Baltimore City Community Walker. And one of the things we take pride in, Ron and myself and Miss Ernestine, is there's no registration fee. There's no fee we collect, absolutely no money. We are walking for our health. That is why we're out there. And people really appreciate that. We've had a few individuals from around the country that have come in and have gone back to their own state and their neighborhood and have put together community walks because they see how when we get together, you know, we hug each other, we have conversations, we talk, and that's what it's all about. There's no particular cause. The cause is health. The cause is because you're my neighbor. The cause is because you're my brother and sister. That's it. And we care.
And we care.
As Rhonda said, you know, we care. And I'm looking at over the 1,000-plus individuals through the 35 to almost 36 months that
just
have come out.
I can't hear me say it. It's amazing.
Just amazing. And when I'm looking at, Rhonda, some of the pictures of the snow, some of the pictures of the ice, some of the pictures of the rain, and some of the summertime pictures when it's like 80, 90 degrees and we're out there. And sometimes I say to myself, wow, this is just totally amazing that the community has made a commitment and a partnership along with us to come out here once a month. And I, to the best of my knowledge, I don't know if this is going on too many other places in the country, but I know that we here in Baltimore are doing it and we're going to continue to do it.
So coming up.
Saturday, we are going to have our third annual Church Hat Walk preview. We ask that the women wear, you know, a church hat and the men wear brims. We love doing that. And we're also going to be celebrating another one of our partners, Mark Steiner's 70th birthday. We are going to bring it in. Brother. We're going to sing happy birthday to him. We might not make him walk around the reservoir, but 7:30 a.m. sharp, Druid Hill Park. Tennis court area.
I will be walking around the reservoir.
Okay, he's gonna. No walk, no cake.
You're gonna run?
No walk, no cake.
I will do a fast walk.
Okay.
Hanging out with Miss Ernestine.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. That's the only way.
If you hang out with Miss Ernestine, you're gonna do a fast walk.
Oh yeah. That's the only way to walk. But yeah, we're just happy that you're gonna be there, Mark, and we get to celebrate. We appreciate the support of your show.
And where shall we meet?
Druid Hill Park, Baltimore, Maryland. Tennis court area for those here to listen that want to fly into Baltimore, 7:30 a.m. sharp, Druid Hill Park, tennis court area, and come on out and have a great time and walk.
There we
us.
Are. So 30,
there you go.
35 months, and on June the 18th will be the 36th, well, the third year anniversary walk, but we'll also celebrating Miss Ernestine's 80th birthday.
80th birthday. So food, prizes, celebrities, we're going to have
There
fun.
We go. So my dear friend Chauncey Whitehead and Rhonda Silva, thank you both so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
See you all Saturday morning.
See you Saturday morning.
All right.
Take care, sweetie.
We have to take a short break, but stay with us. And on our way to break, I want to remind you that the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. Belongs to you, and money comes back in the end. More information at www.mecu.com or steinershow.org is MeQ, Baltimore Credit Union's banner.